Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we sure got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, that's what's up. It's Takeover Tuesday, so you know what that means. 424-243-9649 is the number to call in and take over the show. So, all right, we got a big interview for y'all coming up tonight with Bishop. He's got a lot of things going on. You heard him on the show last night. So, hey, before we get into it, let's just go ahead and set it up. Takeover Tuesday, the only online radio where you can call in and take over the show, and we won't send your ass a bill. You hear it? So, all right, check it out. This is Senna. This is called Sexercise to get y'all right on a Takeover Tuesday. Set the vibe for Bishop coming up. Check him out. My name is Senna.com. Sexercise. Ooh.
In the hotel, meet me by the lobby. Girl, I'll be playing with your body like a hobby. Hold up, I'm watching the every move.
Yeah.
And now I got something to prove.
Yeah.
My hand on your back, I'm pulling you back. I'm making your body go ooh. And I'm just getting started. Trying to kill a girl dearly departed. He awoke now, look what you started. Girl, I'm in love with your body wholehearted. Get down, she got me on my knees. Lord, help me please. Give me the strength to give her body exactly what it needs.
Okay.
And I'm aiming to please. My name is Sinner. I'm past the center when I enter. No beginner, baby.
Nope.
I'm doing pull-ups, pull-ups. That's her against the wall, against the floor. She asked for more. I bet you never had it like this
girl,
before.
Go.
Calisthenics, endurance training,
uh-huh.
I bet you won't regret it. Let me give you this protein, you can lean on it, baby, that's codeine. I said a couple of reps, she awed out the breath. I told her sit down, she catching the breath. I'm catching my breath, wiping the sweat.
Stop.
In the mission, been training for this moment like I'm in the Olympics. Let me give you this pimp shit, I can stand up in it like a pulpit. Or I can lie up in it like a pulpit. 9 to 5, I can work in it like real quick. Yeah, her body moving to the beat.
Yes.
We missionary cause I love to look her in the eyes. And I'm gripping the thighs. I'll spot you, baby.
Yes.
Now hit the showers and be back in about an hour,
girl,
baby.
Just fantasize, you know it. Let me find what really turns you on. Remember.
Fresh Capone, Colossal Music Group.
Put up in it, it's 550, yeah. Shorty says she wanna roll, so let's get it, yeah. Down the strip, doing 80, running through the lights. Ain't no question, baby, this what we gon' do tonight. We gon' hit Bellagio, throw a couple dice. Girl, I spend it high, get it, I don't check the price. I see you enticed, so I know the time's right. You a star, I'ma let you get your limelight. You say that you ain't never seen the sunrise. From a presidential suite, all up in the sky. It's pretty, baby, and I know you worth it, baby. The way you work it, baby, you know that it's working, baby. You're saying that you won't come nine. Ain't never coming down, cause you know I blow your mind like I'm too real to be playing any game. So when you fuck with me, girl, you will never be the same. No, no. Girl, I like your face. So focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shout it, what it's gonna take. You're so goddamn fine. That's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you. No. Can't nobody do it like you.
Do it like that, drop it low to the floor, do a trick, throw it back. Acrobatic with it, doing splits like you working out. Now let me show you how we do it in the dirty south. First off, take them clothes off ASAP. When I come around, shut it down, tell you take that. Got me reaching for that dome like a headlock. Feeling like a Flintstone, make your bed rock. Keep them legs cocked, going in, breaststroke. Make it call me Biggie when I hit you with the death stroke. No joke, I'ma put it down, what's the best stroke? My stroke, tongue out, down your throat. Nothing else to do, you climaxed, I'm through. 1, 2, 2. Let me break it down for your boo, come through. And anytime you with it, I can make time. Now show me what that mouth do, call that FaceTime.
Girl, I love your face, so focused on your body from your head down to your waist. Let me blow your mind, shut it, what it's gonna take. You so goddamn fine, that's why all these girls hate, yeah. But ain't nobody do it like you, no. Can't nobody, I said can't nobody do it like you.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio Live. Uh-huh. We getting it in, man. So, all right, let's see. What else do I got for y'all? Something that's new. Check it out. This is Kid Kron. It's called Philly Boys featuring Freeway. So check it out. We're just getting ready for this interview with Bishop coming up here in just a bit. It's about to go down monstrously. Underground music from all over the world.
Yes.
Take over the
threat. Running market out the Chester. We stay flexing, we never left, but the ruler's back. Best flow, got the best beard and the biggest gap. Turn your hoodie rat to a porn star, I'm a hood investor. Never sweater, freaker than I left for her. You bought the free breakfast, took the free to King of Prussia. From Miami to Atlanta, up to Canada to Texas. Woman lost her, so they wanna have sex with her.
You gotta have some diversity in your playlist. Step from the heart. We have to keep we head up even when they get hot. No matter what them do, them can't tear us apart. We need to make a change and this is where we start. Cause we are melody makers, melody makers. Say where the message in the music can take. Yes, we are melody makers, the melody makers. Hear the voice of the people, little louder and clearer. I'm not sure anymore why a wicked man would ever want to knock on me door. But they know him outcome is that him soul it have a bore. All the places that him could have looked, I know in life and I watch him family all them shook. We need to find our way each and every single day. Up and we face we lay, to master God we pray. Hey, hey, so them need to hear your voices, make them choices. Stand tall, they never will make you fall. You a melody maker, never a faker. Watch where you say, them can't take you away. I was wondering why we walk around and frown in this jungle, man. We'll try and me up a little thing, we won't be set from the heart. We have to keep we head up even when they get hot. No matter what them do, them can't tear us apart. We need to make a change and this is where we start. Cause we are melody makers, melody makers. Say where the message in the music can take. Yes, we are melody makers, the melody makers. Hear the voice of the people, little louder and clearer.
I see a war going on outside, me soon come. 6 million ways to die, go choose one. A sick feeling how we rise, that we made it through the slums. Came to change lives, watch them perish from the crumbs. Cherish every life, be done with all the guns. Say just what I like, me I'd never bite my tongue. Caught y'all sneaking in the vaults, just to see what we gon' come with. Team Hussein Bolt, simply the way we run this. My line got punches, my mind is conscious. None alike, ain't no contest. Guyanese on a trillion, roll with Carolinians. Heat from the Floridians, vibe with my West Indians. Wildin' on islands in the Caribbeans. Stallin' with my stallions, right next door to Gilligan. Still type tight from the trial of George Zimmerman. The truth gone, deal with them, boostin' my adrenaline.
We gonna find a way, gonna sing the night away. Where them do them can't tear us apart. We need to make a change and this is right where we start. Cause we are melody makers, melody makers. Say where the message in the music can take. Yes, we are melody makers, the melody makers. Hear the voice of the people, little louder and clearer.
Yeah. Monstrous Radio Live, Take Over Tuesday, the online radio with the roar. That's Kirk featuring Mr. Woods and Just K. That's called Melody Makers. We had our little Raga Vibe run right quick. You dig? Thanks for tuning in, Monstrous Radio, because you could be anywhere in the world, but you're right here with me. DJ E Monster, my music plug, Rep My City TV, True Beyond Entertainment, X Squad DJs, amongst some other people. We're doing it tonight. We're getting ready to interview a gentleman by the name of Bishop. He's doing a lot of things out there. What caught my attention was he was on a radio network
checked out his music. He got some nice flows. And he's real supportive of the people that play his music. So I believe I got him here right now. So let me go over here and check on my line. Bishop, is that you, bro? Hello.
Yo, what's good? What's good, man?
What's good? How you feeling tonight, bro?
Hey, man, chilling, feeling irie. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. So, before I get into everything about all the things that you do, what you got going on, go ahead and tell the people how they can connect with you on social media.
Yeah, man, you can connect with me. If you can Google me, actually. It's William Bishop Graves, B-I-S-H-I-P-G-R-A-V-E-S. Also, you can find me there on Facebook. Twitter, Bishop974, Instagram, Bishop420, and SoundCloud, Bishop420.
Okay. There we go.
Yep.
So before we go ahead and get into all your exploits and all that type of stuff, why don't you go ahead and tell the people who you are as a person outside of music? You know what I mean? I mean, are you like a cashier? Are you a sibling, a player, a pimp, a pastor? Who is Bishop outside of the entertainment business?
Yeah, I'm a people person, you know what I'm saying? I'm a helpful dude, you know what I'm saying? I just like to show love to people, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, like you can't just let one bad apple spoil the bunch, you know what I mean, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? I'm a sports guy, father, you know what I'm saying? Man, I mean, there's just so much about me. I can't just put myself in one box, you know what I'm saying? I'm just an outside-of-the-box type of thinker, you know what I mean? And I'm from Virginia, by the way, if anybody want to know. Everybody keeps saying that. It sounds like I'm from New York or whatever. I got family out there and all that. But, you know, I'm a Virginia boy. I'm out here in Florida right now. You know what I'm saying? I love it. Things have been beautiful since I moved down to Florida for the music scene. Hey, man, I mean, I don't know. I mean, anything y'all want to know, I'm an open book, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, that's just me. I'm brutally honest, too,
right,
by the way. So, you know, just let everybody know that right now. So.
Like, what does that mean, brutally honest? Does that just mean like, hey, bro, here goes some bubble gum, or damn, that dress make you look fat as fuck? What do you mean by brutally honest?
I mean, if you want my opinion, I'm going to give you my honest opinion. That sometimes it may hurt people's feelings, but, you know, at least you're getting the truth from me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's what I mean by being brutally honest. Because some people don't like the truth. They want you to tell them the truth, but then when you tell them the truth, you already know how it go. You know what I mean? So.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me. If you want to know the truth from me, then don't ask me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right. Okay. So let's go ahead and jump into your music. So tell us, how did it all start? I mean, when did you first realize, you know, you could take music to, well, actually just tell us how it all started in the beginning. What got you into music?
Oh, man, I fell in love with hip-hop, man. When I first heard hip-hop, when I was 11 years old, I was like, yeah, that's where I need to be. You know what I mean? Because I used to, you know, I was all about singing. You know what I'm saying? If I didn't fall in love with hip-hop, I would have had an R&B career, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
But,
man.
You know, you know what I'm saying? I write poetry, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all my English teachers told me that I'm very creative when it comes to, like, short stories or any kind of writing and all that. So, I was with a little group back in the day, you know, as a youngin, and I used to write lyrics and everything, and then I was just like, I was kind of shy about everything at first, you know what I mean? And then I had one of my homeboys was like, yo, read this. He was like, yo, you wrote this? I was like, yeah. He said, you mind if I rap it at the battle? I was like, all right, go ahead. And it was a success. So from that point right there, I was like, yo, let me see what I can do. You know what I'm saying? So, and it wasn't, okay, 6 years, let's fast forward to 6 years ago. You know what I mean? 6 years ago, I finally decided, you know, hey, let me break out the shadows, you know what I'm saying, from being with Cat. Because not everybody has the same motivation. And see, and me doing music is a passion for me. So, and when you got people around you that don't have that same passion, they're just doing it just for local notoriety, I had to break away from that because I seen a bigger picture than that. I saw that I could make a difference and bring hip-hop back one track at a time. So, and now I'm here. You know what I mean? Mob Out Entertainment, we here, baby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why didn't you really think about, or have you like put that all to the side, thinking about doing some singing at some point?
I am gonna do a couple of tracks with my vocal, but I just, you know what I mean, I got so much going on right now. But I did promise myself and my mom and them that I would do an R&B couple of tracks or whatever, you know, because it's still in me. I'm never gonna get rid of it. Anything dealing with music, like I said, music is a passion for me. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it just stay tuned. It's a possibility.
All right. So, all right. Well, check it out. I'm gonna spin one of your tracks, you know, because I like to let the people know, get the vibe, or who may be tuning in. And remember, people, if you want to talk, you gotta press one, you know, to give them a vibe of what's going on with the guy that I'm talking to right now. So, I got one of your tracks up here. It's called Bars. You dig, for the fans.
So,
once you go ahead with your introduction for it, and I slap it on them right quick.
All right, what's up, world? It's your man, Bishop, CEO of Mob Out Entertainment. This is Bars, the Hot 16 for y'all, man. I hope y'all enjoy. Check it out.
Yeah, man. I thought I'd go ahead and get you all a little sneak. A little 16 joint, you know what I mean? See where I'm coming from. All right? Bye. Lyrical poetry flow crisp and stay phenomenal. What others water down and follow trends, that's nothing I would do. But I understand this culture's reaching for acceptance. But the music that they subject to nowadays I can't respect. What happened to having substance? Lyrics that had a message. Bars link with the hook coming together, creating the essence. Most cats ain't even rapping no more. They rather chanting the track or ramble of words in no direction at all. I'm appalled by the lack of respect, cause nowadays it's rare to find talent for trash collecting a check. I guess that's why I stay indie instead of being the clone. Having full creativity and keep it moving alone. Try to educate these ones anytime that they seek it. Give a history lesson of the five elements just like the seat. I'm on the center like a quarterback. Call him Mr. Rex because I'm going in for the win. Hip hop, they get in our corner. I'm not just spitting, I'm just stating facts. True student to the game that's been lost. It's time to bring it back. My passion is never ending. You can tell when I write with infinite versatility, grinding and gaining strike. Filling the trenches till my mission's completed to get it right. Just be the realest shit you heard in your life.
What?
Just be the realest shit you heard in your life.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm liking that, bro. Really shit you ever heard.
I appreciate
in your life.
That. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that, you know what I'm saying? That right there, you know, I had wrote that a while back, you know what I'm saying? And I never did anything with it. And then one day I was just sitting around because I was having a discussion with a few other artists about, you know what I'm saying, the downfall almost. Well, no, actually, I can't even actually say it's a downfall. But, you know, where hip hop is right now and what people are calling hip hop. And I'm like, okay, I got my own opinion on it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what we're listening to nowadays on the radio and all that, that's not hip hop. You know what I mean? Hip hop is a whole different monster. It's a culture. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a true student of the game. So I was like, you know what? One of my producers sent me a beat. So I was like, all right, cool. And then I was like, you know what? I got the perfect joint for this. So I was like, look, I'm going to hit y'all with 16 bars while everybody else is writing all these tracks with all these verses on it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to attack it with 16 and kill it real quick to show, just to prove a point. You know what I'm saying? There you go. You got with bars right there. I mean, it's straight bars. It's got the essence, you know what I'm saying? And it's got lyrics. So, because people ain't, like I said, most cats ain't even rapping no more. You know what I'm saying? They really ain't. But they call themselves hip hop. And I'm sorry, but it ain't hip hop. I mean, you know, all that, hey, skirt. I know, you know what I mean? Hey, to each his own, but. Don't call yourself hip hop if you really don't know what you're doing, because you got to know where you come from before you know where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. Yeah, half the time you can ask cats what are the elements of hip hop, they have no clue on what the hell you talking about. Get it? So how do you think us as artists, you know what I mean? Because, you know, part of the interviews are about, you know, helping artists get better and, you know, open discussions about things that we can do to change the game to be a better game. I mean, what do you think us as artists, we're going to have to do to change that back to make it more of a hip-hop type feel or, you know what I mean, change the game? Because, like you said, right now it's just not what it used to be.
Exactly. Look, it starts with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We got to be real with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? If we're just trying to follow a trend, then there's no knowledge we can give to anybody that wants to take their foot and get into the arena and do it properly. You know what I'm saying? That's just mm-hmm. point blank. And we need to, you know what I'm saying? We need more history. We need more artists to talk about the history of hip hop, you know what I'm saying? From the African Bambadas to, you know what I'm saying, Fierce Five and all that, you know what I'm saying? These young cats don't know mm-hmm. the struggles, you know what I'm saying? The struggles that, you know what I'm saying, that this culture has gone through just to get to where we are today to become a business, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, we gotta teach more history of where everything is, because a lot of these cats, it's like the blind leading the blind right now. You know, honestly, that's the way I look at it. It's the blind leading the blind. And then you've got these snake promoters and stuff like that that are sitting there allowing this garbage, you know what I'm saying, to get out here and be put out there to make the culture look bad. That's why I respect all the OGs coming back, you know what I'm saying, because they were the ones that helped pave the way, you know what I'm saying, for us mm-hmm. to be able to do what we do today, and people love hip-hop. I mean, you got even country music that's incorporating hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You got so many different genres that have been influenced by hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? So people just mm-hmm. need to really start paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like I said, I'm a true student to the game, bro. I can sit up here all night and talk about it. You know what I mean? Real talk.
Right. Hey, you got a hell of a point, because if you look at it at one point, I mean, everything was pretty much dominated by hip-hop music. It was the TV shows, the intros, the outros, and the movies. Everything had a hip-hop feel to it. And it seems like at one point that is what maybe mainstream tried to do, try to trash that, try to take it back. You know what I mean? Because before that,
exactly.
you heard other music, you know, other genres or whatnot, but they do what they can to try to trash it and make it where it's not as desirable.
Exactly.
So, all right, so
I mean, you know, because it wasn't easy, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't easy at all. And that's what these mm-hmm. people got to understand. Mm-hmm. And for these, you know what I'm saying, little Yachty's or whoever, you know what I'm saying, for these cats to sit up there and, mm-hmm. and start and down talk, you know what I'm saying, the OGs calling it, you know, coffee music, or, you know what I'm saying, talking about these old this and that and y'all, you know, that is kind of disrespectful mm-hmm. to me, because I look up to these guys and look at all the hardships they went through just to get into the door, you know what I'm saying, and now it's turned into a corporate mm-hmm. business, and now everybody's all about the money instead of about the true essence of hip-hop. But like I said, that's just my opinion. A few people may not agree with me, but the ones that understand what I'm saying, they like, you right. So, you know what I mean?
All right. So go ahead and you know, I want to get into your project that you're pushing now, but let's talk about the radio first. So how'd you end up getting into the radio?
Man, I got to give that to Breezy F Baby for that one. And, you know what I'm saying, the exclusive jams. See, I did an interview with them as an artist, you know what I'm saying, one night, and then we got to chopping it up and everything, and I told her, you know, I would love to be able to do radio, because with my company, Mob.ENT, I want to have everything dealing with the company that has anything to do with music, because my company is here to help artists that are serious about doing what they have mm-hmm. to do, and you don't have to worry about the red tape, the smoke and mirrors, anybody trying to get over on you. We are here to bring love back to the game as well as good music. So she was like, okay, well, yeah, we'll check it out, we'll try it out. Ever since she gave me my own show, I mean, it's more music and less talk, man. It's been love since then, and I got to thank all the fans and supporters for keeping my About Mondays as live as it is. I mean, it's been going crazy, and the numbers in the global, just everything. It's just, I love every Monday night when I can just do that, give indie artists their platform for them to be heard throughout the world and not just in their local area.
Right, right. Okay. So I so you know, what all, I mean, do you do like interviews over there? You know, I mean, I know personally what's going on, but you know, I'm just trying to get a little more in depth to get with the people. I mean,
well,
what
we do interviews. We normally do interviews on Wednesday, but every now and then I'll do an interview on Monday. I used to have a package out that if cats wanted to be interviewed, then, you know, it was only $10, you know what I'm saying? And you get interviewed, bring mm-hmm. your music in, boom, I give you that spotlight. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, not many people did jump on that. So, you know, I've had DJs come on my show, you know what I'm saying, to get interviewed. I've done like maybe 3 or 4 interviews now. But I would like to incorporate mm-hmm. that back again. Once I do, I'll go mm-hmm. ahead and put that back out there to the people and everything. But, yeah, you know, do interviews. We play all genres of music, not just hip-hop. You know, it's hip-hop, there's R&B. I've even got a couple of pop artists on my in rotation as well, so... I mean, you know, all music mm-hmm. gets under review, and if you got good music and put your best foot forward, I tell people that if you have an explicit track, make sure you send me a clean version as well, because we have a lot of DJs that we work with. And if they hear your song, I've been hit up a lot of times and I pass your track on and it gets spun everywhere else. You know, even DJs are playing them in the club. So, you know what I mean? I just, that's basically what this platform is for. Because I'm an indie artist myself, so I created a platform for indie artists. So, and there it is, Mob Out Mondays with a Z.
Right. And you know what I noticed? Most of the platforms that really, really give back to the artists are really put on by the artists. I mean, I'm not disrespecting no other circuit, no other outlet or nothing like that. But, you know, don't get it twisted. We all look for help with running our networks. You know what I mean? A lot of artists don't understand it. That's what the little $10 push package is. That's what some little things are. That's just to help to run the network. You dig? But you go to some places, they want $2,000. I'm just saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? $50 to $2,000. You know what I'm saying? And look, and they don't push you the way that the independent platforms will push you. We're pushing you because we're going to push you the way we push ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, look. Also, with the company, we put out mixtapes. We have a Ladies First Volume 3 that's getting. I'm going to be taking submissions starting on Monday. And every time we put out a mixtape, it's a free slot. But you got these other DJs, and like I said, I love the DJs. Don't get me wrong, all right? But they be charging the arm and the leg, and guess what? It goes on a free site, and they don't push it. You know what I'm saying? They don't push it. So you just spent all that money for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we put you on our mixtapes, and we are, you know what I'm saying, social media gurus over here. You know what I'm saying? So when we put you on that project, you're getting put everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's all over the place, literally going global. And our numbers are lovely every time we put out mixtapes. I mean, you know, so people might want to think about that. I mean, save your money. You know what I'm saying? Save your money. And if you're going to invest your money, invest in something that's going to be beneficial. It's got to make sense at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, all right. Well, I want to talk about your upcoming project. So let's go ahead and slap your track on right quick. And I think we got Breezy over here waiting to get in. So let's go ahead and drop your track. And then when we come back, we'll open up the line and see who this is over here that wants to talk with us. So I guess right before we had you set it up, so now this is track is called Looking Like She Wanna, featuring Legendary Cocaine. Now, is this the real Legendary Cocaine or just some dude trying to come up with some name off the wall?
This is the Legendary Cocaine from the G-Funk era. This is like one of my I was like, wow. To be able to even do this track with him was just crazy. Which is crazy, you know what I'm saying? Buddy Boy Entertainment. Got to give my hat off to that man. I sent him, me and him, Breezy set that one up as well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she talks to him all the time and everything. So I sent him three tracks.
Right.
He picked the one he liked. He put the hook on it. He sent it back to me. And he said, there you go, brother. It's a blessing. Go ahead and handle that. And I was like, oh, word? So, hey, there it is.
Huh.
And that's what here's the track.
Wow.
Yeah, man. So, yeah. And I've got a couple of other surprises that's in store, too. A couple of other legends in the game, too, that has hit Breezy up and I'm going to be collabing with as well. So, y'all stay tuned for that.
That's what's up. So, all right, let's go ahead and let's set it up. Set up the track and let's get into it.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your man, Bishop. This is Looking Like She Wanna, featuring the Legendary Cocaine. Ha, let's get it.
Oh, we stepping out tonight.
A word?
Bishop and Cocaine. Say what? The girls on calls when I stepped in the club.
No ball.
Popping bottles of the champagne. Everybody showing love.
That's right.
As I walk up in the spot, all eyes on me. Cause they know I stay official, can't hide my G. And they know your boy when it's his birth, a go-getter. If it ain't about the money, he rocks, I get rich. My intentions are being great, are coming across now. So I hit up the big homie, we setting up shop clowns. Here's a joint you can bounce to. Go ahead, mommy, work something, twerk something. That's your man, I'm sorry. But you looking at me like you got some plans for that. Even your girl in your ear like we can handle that. I think it's quite entertaining, but ain't got time.
time for that. Get your man put in the yoke, so tell him to fall back. Cause I'm here to have a good time. Pop a few bottles, order a few shots, take pics with a few models. Once a DJ play this joint, I'm guaranteed to win. Then it's off to the next spot to do it again, huh?
Yeah, man. Yo, you already know what it is. Mob Out Entertainment, Buddy Boy Entertainment. Your girl look like she up to something. Tell him, man.
When I stepped in the club, popping bottles of the champagne, everybody showing love. I'm from the baby, Ice Crush got me stuck. Your girl keeps staring at me, looking like she want to fuck.
Now is it me? Or could it be my bad boy demeanor that gets your girl all stuck every time that I see her? Lucky I ain't got the time today, but I bet if I acknowledge mommy stepping up on the lake. You know the game, little daddy, I'm just keeping it real. You posted up like you a man, but she like...
Not for real.
I peep game, so I know the drill. You're like the lobby that wants to walk into the room. It's time to party, cause she ain't got me wavy, living a good life. Absorbing all the attention while sifting through blurred lines. New bull on the block, grind hard, no stopping it. Ladies brush against me cause they sizing up the cockpit. Niggas always hate me cause I'm on my ish. Got the ladies taking selfies yelling,
my about bitch.
These lanes are lactose intolerant. Stay on a dummy mission. That's why mommies want this vitamin D in all position. You know what I mean?
The girls all pause when I stepped in the club. Popping bottles of the champagne, everybody showing love. I'm so damn faded. This Kush got me stuck. Your girl keeps staring at me, looking like she want to fuck.
Yeah, Takeover Tuesday with Bishop.
Yeah.
So go ahead, bro. Tell them again how they can connect with you on social media and how they can connect, who do they connect for booking, for touring, and things like that.
Yeah, you can find me Facebook, William Bishop Graves, B-I-S-H-I-P. Please don't put O-P because you're going to find another Bishop and that show ain't me. All right, G-R-A-V-E-S. Bishop on Twitter is Bishop974. On IG, Bishop420. SoundCloud, Bishop420. And if you're still rocking with Reverb Nation, you find me as Bishop the Don. Yeah.
Okay.
And,
there it is.
Book as far as booking, contact Breezy because she has a special email for booking and everything like that. You know, say I think it's a bfb@gmail.com. I'm not sure which one that is, but yeah, when you bring her on, she'll let you know.
Okay. I think we got her here now. Breezy.
What it do? It's your girl.
Breezy up there in the building.
Yes.
Go ahead and drop that info, how to contact you if they want to book Bishop for some touring.
Okay, if you guys are booking them, I know you guys are. So it's bfbpromotions@gmail.com, you guys. So go ahead
close.
And hit up that. And yeah. So definitely hit up that email address and we will respond ASAP to whoever hits us up, collabs, interviews, pretty much everything. Just hit up that email address. So B as in boy, F as in Frank, B as in boy, promotions with an S at the end @gmail.com. And we'll get back to you guys.
There you go. And make sure you like, comment, and share all those links once you get over there. Let them know you heard them on Monsterous Radio Live. I'm just saying. So, all right, Bishop, tell us about the current project you're pushing right now, bro.
Oh, man, I'm pushing a few things right now, but I also got a new project I'm going to be working on. Man, I got so much going on right now, bro. I mean, but I love it. You know what I'm saying? I got to stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If I don't stay busy, then I get bored. You know what I mean? And I don't like being bored. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've got a couple of indie films. I got a role in a couple of indie films that's coming out this year. Two in the summer. I got one at the end of this month that I'll be a part of. I got a single Bars, Off Duty, and Looking Like She Wanted. They're on all major outlets, including on the overseas markets as well. I'm getting ready to be put on this this new project that's coming out with China Man Records on the 13th, the Breaking Glass Ceilings. I was just added to that project as well. So, you know, I got that. Pandora, you can find Off Duty on there. I got an EP, One Mic and a Vision, that I'm doing this year too, that I'm dropping. Man, I just got so much going on, man. I mean, on top of the radio and everything else, you know what I mean? Hey, I just stay working. And if anybody wants to work with me, look, I love collabing with people. I'm going to let y'all know that now, all right? I love to collab with people, so let's make some things happen. As long as you're serious, though, you know what I'm saying? You got to be a serious artist. Make sure your paperwork is together and all that. I don't have a certain type of genre that I like to do. I like to do everything, but it's got to make sense. You know what I mean? It's got to make sense at the end of the day. I'm a very humble dude, so, you know, and very professional as well. So I expect people to do the same thing when you work with me. You know, be humble. Let's be professional. Let's make classics. I don't like to make hits because hits are here and then gone. I like to make classics. I like to make something that 5-10 years from now, when people hear that, they'd be like, oh, that's my shit. You know what I mean? that's what I like. That's mm-hmm. right there. You know what I mean? So I mean, let's do it. Anybody ready? Let's do it.
Right. Okay. Speaking of like
oh,
that.
Hold up. Oh, but one more thing. I forgot. Also working on the tour. I think it's a Southeast tour. I got two people that are working on it. Mm-hmm. But actually, here's the places. It's going to be Arizona. It's going to be Cali. And it's going to be Nevada. Those are the three states right now that we're working on doing the tour at. So I'll stay tuned for tour dates and all that, too. Yeah.
Right. Okay. You going to get Legendary Cocaine on some of them dates, maybe, possibly?
Man, if I can, once I get out there, to the Cali area, if he's in the area, oh, man, I'm pretty sure that we're going to be on stage somewhere together.
Right, yeah, he is one of those artists that, yeah, when you hear him, he brings back that vibe back in the day, and it makes you want to get up. Because, yeah, when I was first introduced to your track, I was like, really? Is this just some guy saying, trying to play off the real dude? Like, no, this is the real one. I heard it was like, that's what's up.
That's what I said, too, when I got the track back. I was like, whoa, for real? All right. Well, let me go ahead and do some justice. Let me really put some lyrics to it. You know what I mean? I'm just put something together. No. But yeah, I love how it turned out. I mean, because it's a total different spin on with the hook. So I had to come at it in a different approach. Now, the version that you got is not the radio version, of course. The radio version, if you listen to that one right there, that one's dope, too. Because DJ Tran, salute to him, man, for putting that together. Yeah, he made that one nice.
Hmm. Okay. So, all right. So, hey, let's talk to the person on the I wouldn't say on the back burner, but we'll say in the background and make some of these things happen. She already know. So tell me, I mean, what was it about this? You know what I mean? Because that's what it's really about in the game, is connecting with people who will really help you get to that other level. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people out here who
exactly.
Stay in front, tell you to do this, tell you to do that, but they ain't really trying to help you. You dig? So tell us, you know,
exactly
what is it about them that made it for you that you had to make this happen?
As far as what part, as far as Bishop or
the connection
as far as
with...
in general?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm always looking and observing, you know, people's movements. That's one thing about what we always talk about when it comes to networking or seeing who's doing what, and also building connections and relationships with people. Obviously, you know, sometimes it's not the right people you come to find out, and sometimes it is the right people. You just kind of weed them out, whatever the case might be. But at the end of the day, it's all about networking and helping out, you know, especially when it comes to management side of things, is using your resources and outlets that you have to help push your artists out there and get your artists heard. So basically, that role that I play on top of other roles that I play. And that is, you know, basically, you know, a manager's role is to get your artists out there. So and salute to our other partner, you know, Chaz, who also has been such an amazing help, too, because I'm just like, yo, I'm one person. So it's great to have, you know, another person on the team that's also helping push and finding other avenues as well. And that's really artists, if you are looking for management and stuff like that, that's really what you should really have in mind. As far as a manager should have like your best interests, and also as well as they're your advisor, they're also to help as well as, you know, pushing you, you know, using their resources to get you out there, you know. So on that aspect of a management, I'm saying, and connecting with other people like yourself and get heard. And it doesn't matter. It could be 10, 50 people, but it's still 10, 50 people that we didn't get before.
And on top of that, to add to that, it also helps that she has a go-getter and right there that she can be working with. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't have no lazy. She ain't got a lazy person right here. You know what I'm saying? You can't be lazy when you in this game anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not at all. And salute to Chaz. Like she said, you know what I'm saying? That's my cousin out there in Virginia. Feed the Dog, man. Yo, he does marketing, managing, and marketing and promo as well. Yo, he's been a hell of a guy, man. I mean, he's been attacking the overseas market while she's been doing everything here stateside. So it's like everything just comes together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we work together. We are the power team, a.k.a. hashtag it, the movement. Boom, we in here.
it's true.
So, all right. So you did start earlier. I wanted to ask you, you know, you had said something about, you know, about plans in the future and things like that, Bishop. So, you know, I mean, you know, there's some artists came along, and I'm not just talking about just in hip-hop. I'm talking about all over, but I'll use some hip-hop artists that would say they have made a legacy for themselves, you know, like Tupac. You could say Biggie, Jay-Z, still making his legacy to this very day. You know, in 50 to 100 years, what do you want the legacy about Bishop to be? When they're talking about you and your music accomplishments and the things you brought to the game, what do you want them to say?
It's funny you say that, because I was just talking to Breezy about that a few weeks ago. I said, I want the name, not just my name, but the company name and everything dealing with the company. I want it to be spoken in good conversations, just like all the greats were. You know, like the great companies and everything like that. Like, boom, everybody, there was nothing but love, nothing negative you could say about us at all. If anything, you'd be like, yo, they really brought that spark, that light back to the music industry that was being like lost for so long. I want everybody to know that they put a smile on their face whenever they hear anything about dealing with me as an artist or dealing with the company. It puts a smile on people's face, like, yeah, that they were dope. Yeah, they were dope. And I don't want it to be like they were, because I want to see this legacy continue, because I do this for my kids. So when I'm gone, I'm leaving the company to them. So this is not for me. You know what I'm saying? I've done everything I wanted to do. This is for me to build a solid platform and foundation for my children and the artists that we're going to be pulling in, because we have a conference call coming up real soon with an artist. We're going to be bringing our first artist onto the, you know what I'm saying, onto the label besides myself. So, you know what I mean? I'm trying to build the love back to the industry, because the industry is real shaky right now. Real shaky.
Yeah.
And everybody, don't be so quick to go sign a, look, people, don't be so quick to go try to sign with a major label, because one, I'm going to let you know right now, this is facts, all right? I only speak facts. Is that they're not giving out no money like they used to, right? If anything, have your own. Stay independent. You have full creativity, right? These majors are trying to come to you because they want a piece of what you got, right? You can get your own distribution, but the only thing that big name is at the end of that, it looks cute. It looks pretty, right? Do you, right? Quit trying to run out there and sell your soul, man. Nobody really wants it.
Poof. Message, pick it up. Lane 6.
Just saying. I drop gems every interview. Just saying. Either you can pick it up or let it go. Somebody else going to.
Hey, you ain't lying, bro. Hey, when I tuned into the show on Monday, and people, I always tune into his show right before our show right here on Monsters Monday. But when I tune into Mobbed Out Mondays, bro, Yo, went so ham, like I said. The red team, oh my goodness. The scenario they came up with, why these rappers be dressing the way they do and all this other stuff, oh my goodness. The show,
man.
Off the chain. Oh my goodness.
Yo, I'm glad they brought that energy too, you know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know what to expect. But you know what I'm saying? Salute to Monte Cristo out there too, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the red team as well. You know what I mean? I didn't know what to expect. You know what I mean? I figured, okay, boom, you know, get into the music and everything like that. But see, we're an unscripted show. You know what I'm saying? And I love it like that. I don't want people to feel like, you got to read this, you got to read that. No, man, look, come in there. I want you to feel at home. Kick your shoes off, stay for a while. You know what I'm saying? Let's just chop it up like we at the crib. And, yo, they chopped it up, boy. Boy, I couldn't do nothing but laugh. If you notice, I didn't really say much. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, yo, go ahead, fellas, take the floor. That's what I want people to do. When we do interviews, we give you the floor for you to just express yourself, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I enjoyed it. It was funny, especially with the pink, the pink hair and the pink flip flops. You know what I mean? Yeah, that killed me. That took me over the top.
In the winter,
that took me over the top. In the winter time, right. I know. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
but our show, man, you know, you never know what to expect from our, you know, from any of our shows. You know, Mile About Mondays or Exclusive Wednesdays. Now, y'all make sure y'all call in on Exclusive Wednesdays. You know, saying tomorrow. Because we're having a rep your shit, you know what I mean? That means rep your brand, you know, whatever you got going on. We give everybody the floor. Every now and then we give the floor to the people instead of us doing the interview. So that way you pretty much just, hey, it's a platform for you to be like, yo, this is what I'm doing. Yo, y'all check me out, blah, blah, blah. And everything's been successful that we've done by the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, our determination. So, yeah, man. Hey, we a blessing over here, so y'all might as well come on and get them. Come on, get these blessings while they free.
Okay. right. Because I'm definitely, I definitely got a new business I'm starting, so I'm definitely going to be there tomorrow. Y'all be over there, so, you know what I mean? I explain the ins and outs of my new company, but, bro, I'm starting a new business. It's going to be a kiosk at the mall. You dig? It's going to be helping women everywhere.
Word.
I mean, women everywhere. Women with bad feet. I'm just saying, you know, the women that got that pinky toe where she just, it don't even got a nail on it or gnarled up. To make it look like a toe. You dig? I'm for the
right.
Pinky toe grill.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Pinky toe grill.
Yeah.
I'm going to have your toe looking
pinky
good,
toe
girl.
Grill.
Oh,
okay.
Lord.
Toe grill.
Because we know fellas be talking about them toes. Just saying. you know you got them toe fetish people out there.
So, all right, Bishop, go ahead and tell anything else that you want the people to know out there. And again, tell them how to connect with you, because I want them to wake up tomorrow just waking up out they sleep. Bishop, and all your sites. But yeah, definitely
right.
Anything else that you want the people to know. And yeah, go ahead and end it up with your sites again.
All right. Let me clear my throat before I can get into my sermon. Ladies and gentlemen, nah, I'm playing. But look, man, look, there's enough room out here for all of us to do what we do, man. There ain't no need for hating, you know, on the next man. Because as long as you're watching the next man, you ain't even looking in front of you to find out what moves you need to be. So if you don't have one, you need to create one. You know what I'm saying? And with that being said, look, you can find me, William Bishop Graves, B-I-S-H-I-P. Graves. You can Google that, or you can find me on Facebook with that name. Twitter, Bishop974. Instagram and SoundCloud is Bishop420. And like I said, if you still rock with the joint, Reverb is Bishop the Don. And that goes to show you how much I don't even pay no attention to it. But you can also find me too with now1promotions.com/Bishop. You can find interviews and everything there. Breezy is going to be dropping her website soon as well, so you'll be able to find me there. The maintainyourbrains.com/mile.entllc. Check us out, man. You'll find everything from videos to the shows I've done to interviews to everything she's got going on. I mean, we're the power team, hashtag the movement. We are here. We are here for all you indies to help you get your best foot forward. No red tape, no smoke and mirrors. We straight to the point, and it's straight business. So get at us.
Yes, what's up? So, all right, Breezy F, baby, you got any last words and give out your social media?
Sure. You guys definitely, you know, check us out. Exclusive Wednesdays. Like you said, tomorrow, new time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, you guys. We're trying this out, so we'll see how it works. Also, you can find me. It's Breezy underscore F underscore baby. It's Z-I-E, you guys, Z-I-E for you Z-Y people, but it's Z-I-E. basically, or you could just Google me. I'm everywhere, basically. Yeah. I'm not hard to find whatsoever, so I'll just leave it at that.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Boom.
So all right.
Boom.
So all right. And yes, definitely check out the Wednesday night show. Every Wednesday night, like they said. I believe I still have the thing on my page. I was interviewed last week. Make sure you check that out. It was a great interview. I love. I'm obviously going to enjoy my interview part of it. They got some good questions. But I like to interview up the other person that was on there. You dig? He gave some great motivational things that even I could use.
Oh, yeah,
myself.
Yeah. Sebastian.
So,
Sebastian Hernandez,
yeah, Sebastian.
The motivational coach. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a great dude, man. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry. I know we about to wrap it up, but. On December 16th, it was a Spread Love Festival that I was performing at, and he was there, and he got to talk to everybody out there, and that's what, you know, everything that he was saying, it was like touching the home, and you know what I'm saying, he's a great dude as well, you know, and yeah, you need to get him on there. Should we reach out to him,
we'll
or you can reach out, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll link it up, man. Yeah, he's mm-hmm. a great dude, and he has a lot of knowledge, man. I mean, people, open up your third eye, man. Open up your third eye, you know what I mean? Because the world is
right.
There's so much more in the world you need to pay attention to instead of everybody keeping yourself in the box is not getting you nowhere in life. You are the one that's keeping yourself from succeeding. Real shit. Just saying.
Right, right, right. And stop thinking with your third eye is something negative. I'm telling you, there's some people you wouldn't
mm-hmm.
believe. As soon as you say something like that, they'd be like, oh, you think that you're part of it or you're part of it. He's like, no, bro.
You know what?
You gotta understand what it means.
I ain't a part of nothing. Look, you know what I'm saying? Look, and look, ignorance is bliss. And if people don't want to sit up there and enjoy knowledge and gems that are given to them from a person's perspective that's letting them know, hey, there's more out there. Quit looking at, you know, you're so blinded by the smoke and mirrors in life, or you're so bottled up
mm-hmm.
that you're not really understanding what's going on. And then when it does happen, you're like, where'd this come from? That's because you're not paying attention. Opening your third eye, man,
right.
means tap into your brain, man. Pay attention to what's going on. There's more going on beyond what you're seeing, okay? That's what I mean
mm-hmm.
by opening up your third eye. Come on, people. I mean, you can sit up there and say, oh, Illuminati, you know. I'm going to say the word. I mean, you know, I'm not a part of any of it, you know what I'm saying? But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, come on, man. Knowledge is power. And the more knowledge you absorb
right.
in your life, the more power you gain. If you stay stuck on stupid, it's no one's fault but your own.
Right, right.
Just
saying. Knowledge, man. Oof. Yeah. There's so much.
I told you I could do this all night. How long you got? I got to do this all night, bro.
So, people, remember, if you miss anything about the information on how to contact Breezy F Baby or Bishop, you can always listen to the show 24/7, 365, run back the archive. Make sure you like, comment, and share our archive of our show. Be greatly appreciated. And also, let's see, you can contact me either on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, and I can get you the information as well. So
And salute to you. Salute to you, bro, for having me on here too, man. Real talk. Anything you need from us, man, just let us know, because the Radio Coalition is blowing up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, I mean, it's been a pleasure to have you part of us and us a part of you and everything like that. So, man, let's continue to grow. Let's continue to drop knowledge. Let's continue to help these artists out here make it, you know what I'm saying, make this industry a better place, man. Because, man, I'm tired of looking at a wasteland. You know what I mean? It's like a playground for little kids right now. I this ain't daddy daycare.
Nope. Boop. All right. Well, you know. We all family now, so, you know, we got to make it work. So all right, bro, you know, it's an honor having you here. You know, you're always more than welcome to come back anytime, you know what I mean, let the people know what's going on, give updates,
no
things
doubt,
like
no
that.
Doubt.
You know, I always keep posting your links and your music stuff inside the Monsters Radio group on Facebook, things like that, you know. So, you know, thanks for taking the time, you know what I mean, to sit down and talk with me and expose it, all the things you do to my fan base.
No problem, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I love it. You know what I'm saying? This is what I love to do, you know what I'm saying? Because this is part of the passion that I have, which is hip-hop and the music in general, you know what I'm saying? You do radio, I do radio. I mean, you know what I'm saying? One hand washes the other, and you never know. I mean, our fan bases, man, I mean, come on, man. Everybody can link and make this just a beautiful place. Music brings people together, is from what I've been told, you know what I mean? So, hey, this is the first start of making some great things happen.
Right. And, hey, I see it as we're all like TV shows, you dig? One show might come on at 7, another one come on at 9, because I keep it real. You catch one of my good episodes, catch just one of your episodes, like the one I call Monday, you ain't going to be thinking about the TV. You're going to be like, damn, they got it going on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real. You know what I'm saying? Back-to-back-to-back-to-back shows. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Boom, everybody's going to be like, man, I love the industry now. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah. And Breezy show also. My bad, my. I was just going to say big shout out to you for, you know what I mean, reaching out, making all this possible, you know what I mean? Because none of this wouldn't have been possible without you reaching out and doing your thing. You really do network, you know what I mean? Because some people I hear, they say they network, but they don't. They just troll. So big shout out to you for being one of those people in the industry that do what they're supposed to be doing. For real.
Thank you.
That's right. That's right.
Same to you.
Yeah. So all right. So you know what it is, y'all. Takeover Tuesday. Man, I think a lot of people, is the presidential thing over? That went down.
I think it is. I think it is. You know, and I missed the Obama farewell speech, you know what I mean? But I'm pretty sure I'll catch it somewhere. But I've seen a lot of people were upset. They were like, no matter what, Obama's still their president. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Right.
Because I don't like talking politics. I don't like talking politics too much, but yeah, we already know we going to hell in a handbasket. You know what I'm saying? For the next 4 years, y'all. So y'all brace yourself.
Oof, everything going to be for sale. I'm just saying it is what it is.
Right.
Stick with me.
Everything. You know what, let me stop. Let me look.
In each of the states and stuff. Watch out.
Look. Let me behave and let me behave real quick before they shut down Mob Out Mondays. I go to sit up here and set up for Mob Out Mondays. All of a sudden, there is no more blog talk, no more internet. You got to get a ration card just for you to get a couple of hours. Come on, man. Don't do that.
Hey, some people be playing, but sometimes that shit be for real, for real.
You know, you sit up there and say, it's for real because you can sit up there and say the wrong thing a few times, and all of a sudden they'd be like, oh, hello. You know what I'm saying? They shut you down ASAP. You know what I mean? Hey, Big Brother's watching. Big Brother is watching for real, people, so keep on playing with yourself. And look, and one more thing before I shut my mouth. Y'all got this Facebook Live and this IG Live stuff. Y'all need to stop with the craziness you're doing. You think they don't know your IPs and everything like that? Come on, man. It's a trap, people. Stop doing dumb stuff on there. You think they don't know? But they do. And you're setting yourself up for failure. All right? Come on now. Think about it.
Dropped another jewel on y'all.
And that's the last gem. That's the last gem I'm dropping for free. Next time's a consultation free. Just saying.
All right, y'all, we're going to come back.
Gotta love it.
Right after this.
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubble gum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth bubble gum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth bubble gum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunts 3 for a dollar, but that's 6 on EBD.
So, all right, so check it out. That was a great interview with Bishop, seeing that we were talking about. hip hop. Let me go ahead and drop some more hip hop. You know, I got a couple tracks and I'm gonna get up out of here. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everything's DJ E Monster, Monster US Radio. Make sure y'all hit up Breezy, F Baby, and Bishop as well. Let them know E Monster.
I went from nothing to something, seen my dreams come true. Money right, top gone, with a red bitch. Mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. Shit'll make you wonder. I remember being broke, catching the 17, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I rolled clean, still had the green machine, but the 23 Dalvins had the wettest paint you seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene. Get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we was snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life's that real, I could give you 100 lines. You probably think I'm biting Jeezy if I tell you about the time when I was just a shit with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gonna hustle long.
Changed who I was from the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me though for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. For wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money though with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets, buy what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboys gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is checks, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gon' hustle long.
Bright lights to get you, addict you, and leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny for trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I wanna do is rap and make feel good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bros about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real, recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard ass, head first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why your calls get screened, and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics, I was taught, yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships, and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting. Keep on smoking, keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see if I'm gonna hustle long.
Monstrous Radio Live. Take over Tuesday. Two-seater. So I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving. Like I said, Bishop did a great interview here. And we talked about hip-hop, all kinds of things. Tune in. I see some of y'all popping in. Y'all not pushing one, but still. Hey, check it out. You got to go back and check out this interview that I just did with Bishop. We talked about hip-hop, amongst other things. So I'm going to keep that vibe going for right now. You dig? So check it out. Here's a lady. She's into some hip-hop. She goes hard. It's kind of sexy, though. This is called Peace of My Love. Ooh-wee. Monstrous Radio, online radio with Aurora, where the underground artists are above ground making quakes, and the upcomers are all up in your face, player. Gifted Gab. Monstrous Radio Live. Takeover Tuesday. Hip-hop music. Real hip-hop. Thank you. Monstrous Radio Takeover Tuesday. One of the missions of Monstrous Radio is really to empower people, communities, empower men, empower women to do better things in their lives, to become a better person. You know what I mean? To put better vibrations out there. I don't know a better way I could say it. You know what I mean? So here's an artist that I really, really am anxious about interviewing tomorrow night. I've known this guy, well, I met him a while back. Been trying to get him for an interview, and I finally ended up getting him for an interview right here on the show. You guys heard his music, Good Morning, what is it, Nothing But a Towel, things like that. So check it out. This is Mike DeCole. He'll be on the show tomorrow. This is called Pretty Enough. Ladies, pay attention. Fathers out there, pay attention. Real music right quick. I'm just saying. Monstrously. Monstrous Radio Live. Take over Tuesday.
Hey, yo, this your boy Mike DeCole, Mr. R&B, and you're now listening to your man DJ E-Monster on Monsters Radio.
Yo, KT, you ever meet a girl, and on the first date, she wanted you to take her home? Well, that's why it's good for fathers to be in their daughter's life, to show them what good men are like, you know? I don't have a daughter, but if I did, this is probably what I'd say to her. Check this out.
You need to know your worth, girl. Don't give it up so fast. Cause all boys are out for one thing. Real men want more than that. You have to learn to love you. Cause God made you incredible. Yes, difficult in some ways. But it makes men earn your heart. Never really believe in love. Because you never felt that you was pretty enough. Giving yourself to him because you didn't know. Have to realize your beauty's inside you. Never really believe in love. Because you never felt that you was pretty. yourself to hidden ways that you didn't know. You have to realize what beauty's inside you. Stand beside him, not his feet to welcome your pride. Don't think for one moment that that's what true love is. Domestic violence is never alright. Never really believe in love, because you never felt that you was pretty enough. Giving yourself to healing because you didn't know. You have to realize your beauty's inside you. Never really believe in love, because you never felt that you was pretty enough. Giving yourself to healing because you didn't know. You have to realize what beauty's inside you.
Inside of you,
and you give yourself credit for,
but you gotta give yourself credit.
And he don't deserve you.
He don't deserve the love you have to offer.
You're worth so much more.
You're worth so much more. So what I want you to do is look at the reflection in the mirror. And if you don't see the woman you know you should be, or the queen you know you can be, then how can you expect him to see?
Never really believe in love,
never believed in love.
Mike D. Cole right here on Monsters Radio Live. He'll be on the show tomorrow, so tune in. Check out the exclusive interview with him. He did some charity work. He's got a great story. You don't want to miss this one. That's tomorrow night on basically Wet, Wet Wednesdays right here on Monsters Radio Live. So that's going to be the end of my show tonight. I got some things I got to do. Sorry, I got to cut it a little close on you guys tonight. But just remember, it's a Tuesday night. There's some club out in Minnesota somewhere. And they're juking. It's going down tonight. If you go out, make sure you support the independent artists. Go to the stage. Show them some love. And remember, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Oops.
Yo,
peace,
KT,
y'all. I'm out.
You ever meet a girl, and on the first date, she wanted you to take her home? Well, that's why.